This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Northeast U.S. is on the mend for COVID-19, while the rest of the country is on the rise. That maintains the arc of the curve so that it is not declining. As a general statement, the discipline toward public adherence to CDC safety guidelines is not strong enough to bring down the curve. The current level of virus could potentially be sustained for as long as it takes to get a vaccine, mass produce, and distribute it. Governors are unlikely to issue close-down orders again because that would be an admission that they reopened too early, disregarding CDC guidelines. Deaths will be higher because of it, but people who do not wear masks in public do not care about others. Some kooks still think this is all a hoax. State governments want others to follow rules, but they do not follow them themselves. They have been leading, setting examples, but in the wrong direction. Other countries who have had tougher shutdowns with greater discipline are having much more success at suppressing and containing the virus. The U.S., other than Brazil, is seeing the worst performance in controlling the virus of developed countries. Brazil has nowhere near the resources that we do. Shutdowns will occur as the result of local health authorities and individual choice. Next, we will have more protests, Trump rallies, and the 4th of July to spread the virus. They just had a funeral in Tulsa where they found that it spread the virus. Trump's rally this coming Saturday could become a bonfire. I would think that protesters from all over the country would be heading for Tulsa. My guess is that soon no city in America want to deal with all the repercussions of what it takes to host a Trump rally. There's nothing in the invitation to supporters about social distancing or wearing masks, only that they'll have to sign a waiver not to sue the Trump campaign if they get COVID-19. Health officials continue to claim that we're in just the second or third inning of the pandemic. U.S. governments operated in disarray, doing just enough to keep the pandemic from boiling us alive, but not enough to shut off the burner. This country has the most resources of any in the world to have managed and contained the virus, and our performance nowhere near measures up because of the inept federal leadership. The cost will continue to multiply. The economic solution is a health solution. All efforts are being put into vaccine development, and we have every reason to believe that that is where our resources will be successful. There is process here, too, that cannot be escaped in terms of development, mass production, and distribution. Until then, we count time and lives. Iowa has now joined the list of states where the coronavirus is surging. It was never brought under control here, and the new surge is just an extension of the old after opening up for Memorial Day. On the greens, the funds are not relenting on their short corn position. Bulls were assuming that something would trigger short covering, and that is not how it always works. Long liquidation can be a function of declining open interest and another leg down. There's potential to add several hundred million bushels of corn to the USDA's 3.3 billion bushel 2020-21 corn carryover. Funds added 15,000 corn contracts in the last commitment report, totaling 297,000 shorts. There are also 297,000 longs, which may well be wrong. There's no current weather threat to what has been a great start to this crop. I think that these bounces in improvement in basis were an opportunity to move old crop corn. Farmers are going to need the bin space. When corn is planted early, it is hard to kill. Only extreme heat can ding the crop when there is adequate subsoil moisture. Crop development is accelerating, and when the crop pollinates, which will be early July this year, it is made. We can hold 11 inches of subsoil moisture and reserves are full. Populations are as good as I've ever seen. I think that I found one weak spot over the entire farms. I'm not a huge fan of USDA crop condition ratings, but they should not have deteriorated in corn and soybeans last week. We needed a spell of drier weather so crops would root down. Dry weather also helps some farmers to get the soybeans planted. Rains are forecast to return in the subsequent forecast period. What else could we ask for? I do not expect a bullish surprise in the coming planted acreage report for June. I think that farmers base their cropping decisions early on crop insurance price guarantees before the market fell. And the weather let them plant whatever they wanted for the most part. There will be more soybean acres, and the yield potential from exceptionally early planting is there as well. The USDA's projected year-to-year decline in soybean carryover may not happen unless China comes in way over the top gangbusters with renewed enthusiasm to comply with Phase 1. I think that China will just play along until the results in November. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call us at 712-227-1110.